It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman uses a hairdryer at the hotel and gets a $1,400 bill.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate.
This is where
I toss it to you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay. Toss it.
Good catch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I use my body because, that one hand's not working great.
Right.
So I just kind of pinned it against my body with my left hand, but I am ready for it. And here we go with the news. A United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Houston. It's a pretty good size one.
Mm-hmm.
Had to land in Albuquerque after a medical emergency. That's never fun.
No.
And then 150 passengers got delayed on the tarmac forever. It was hours and hours waiting, trying to get the plane back up in the air, trying to get things going. And then the pilot just said, "Guys, good news. I'm hungry. I have a feeling you're hungry. I have ordered us 40 pizzas. And it'll be delivered here soon."
Wow.
So they got pizzas
That's
delivered
awesome.
To the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
How great is that? Now, they ended up, the bummer part is they ended up getting delayed overnight.
Oh, no.
And so they didn't even get out of there. But at least you got some pizza. That is an effort from a pilot.
That's
where you're like,
crazy.
You know what? Good for you. Thank you, pilot.
That's funny. How'd they get the pizzas? I mean, like, you know what I mean? You're like, hey, well, I'm not bringing them out to the tarmac, obviously, because that I think they have policies against that. But
yeah, I don't think they were relying on the pizza guy to bring it out there. There's got to be somebody like, you know, the baggage claim guys medium and bring it out there, and then they throw the pizzas up into the plane. And they're just all a mess, just like our bags. Yeah, I don't want the baggage guys doing it now that I say that.
Just tossing them around.
Yeah, they'd just be tossing the pizzas.
Literally hand-tossed pizzas.
Yeah, and you're like, no, that's a little bit much.
Yeah, that's a great story, though. What do you suppose that cost?
I don't know. Let's think 40 pizzas. I mean, if you did like a mix-and-match deal, like from Domino's or whatever, they do like $7 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. 40, that's 280, some taxes. You know, really not bad. Let's say he was in it for $350 with a tip.
Boy, you're a hero, though. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and for $350?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Pretty cheap to be a hero.
Right, yeah. I love that.
I think I could even do that.
Story number two.
This one, just order one. Well, you'll be a hero here.
Boy, that's true here. If you just order one pizza, you are without a doubt a hero. Steve, I might need you to put this up on Facebook.
Okay. What do you got?
It's this question was asked to many, many people. And it was, if you were to wear a t-shirt with your most used phrase on it, what would your t-shirt say?
Mm.
Oh.
And there were a lot of great answers. Actually, the number one answer was, "No worries."
No worries.
Boy, I say that a lot, too.
Yeah, I do, too, yeah.
No worries. Which is funny because I worry about everything, but...
No worries.
Yeah. Number two, "I don't know. I just work here."
Okay, I don't think I've ever said that.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I say that a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I say that one either,
really?
But
that
is, I do that like that.
I do say.
I don't mind fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, it's a good one.
Where did I leave my...
Oh, boy.
Just a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Ellipsis? Is that what that's called? Dot, dot, dot?
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, that is what it's called.
Well, that makes sense. I do like that one.
Yeah.
This is Zoom related. "I think you're on mute."
Oh, man.
I think you're on my mute. Gosh. I had a very funny moment with my sons the other day.
I hate it when you actually aren't on mute, or you think you're not on mute, though, and they're like, "You're on mute. You're on mute." And like, you're like, "I've never used this version of whatever it is we're using, whether it's, you know, Skype or Teams or Zoom or whatever it is." And you're like, I, I don't even know where the unmute button is. I don't care. I'm just going to sit here and not talk then.
Yeah, sorry. You'll have to do without my words.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a fun moment with my boys the other day. They were, my oldest was doing his homework for his class, and one of the projects was he had to do this live presentation on Teams.
Okay.
And it had to have at least 5 people in a live audience.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And so,
wait, was he responsible for getting the live people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so it was like, okay, so what is he doing? He's, of course, you know, his brother.
I was going to say finding people who like him.
Who has Teams? And he's like, you don't have to do anything. Just literally log on, mute
yourself. Yeah, I see.
You don't even have to pay attention. I just need to have it that there's people watching.
Gotcha, yeah.
And, you know, then he has to record it or whatever. And it had to be like 9 minutes. And so he's getting everybody on there, and he gets my youngest son, Coop, on there, and he's trying to make sure everybody's on, and he had just started the recording. Okay, so he starts getting ready to talk.
Right.
And Cooper types in the chat. He says, "I'm here, Judge, and I'm not a cat."
Oh, that's funny.
And it caught Tyler just right.
That is so funny.
He then began laughing and couldn't recover. And so he's like, okay, cool. Thanks, Coop. Now I have to stop the video.
That's hilarious.
And start over because that line got me so good. I'm here, Judge, and I'm not a cat.
I forgot all about that.
That was one of the best videos ever, right?
During COVID?
Yeah. Yes. I think that one saved many people from COVID misery.
Just the lawyers.
Do you remember that one, Steve?
Yeah,
that
was a good one.
The man was a cat.
I'm here, Judge, and I'm not a cat.
Not a cat.
Mm. Have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm telling you what. That cat filter is so funny because it's talking, literally talking.
And his eyes are darting around.
Oh, it is so funny. I'm here, Judge, and I'm not a cat. Oh, man.
The confusion. And what I love is there's incredible. So many great things about that video, but when the other attorney...
Oh, he's sitting there in his office. Completely doesn't care.
He's like not paying attention until he hears the
I'm not a cat.
And he kind of looks up and he gets a little delightful smile on his face.
Kevin, first of all, when he looks up at the screen, he doesn't even move his head. He just like moves his eyes up.
Yeah.
And then he sees why the guy has said that and he just starts laughing.
He's got a little smirk like, there's no way I'm losing this.
Yeah, I think case dismissed.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bob said I wrote a check to Venmo and put Steve's name on it.
Thank you. That's great. They'll get it right to him.
Kevin James.
He said, is that how you do it? Is that correct? That's hilarious, Bob. Thank you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story time, Kevin.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Well, this story is it's one that could have been a little scary or sad or whatever. I'm sure for a moment it was scary. But you know how Amazon has those lockers where you can go and pick up your package?
Sure.
Some of them are fairly decent size.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Some of your packages are fairly decent size.
Sure, yeah.
Well, a mom and her child were picking up a package in Seattle and opened the Amazon locker, got her package out. She's trying to get things situated. And of course, what does her kid do?
Oh no.
He climbs in the locker.
Oh no.
Door shuts. Kid's now locked in there.
Cause you can only open it one time.
And of course the code that you have doesn't open it now.
Oh my gosh.
So she's freaking out. She's asking for help. She doesn't want to just like leave. But I mean, if you did leave, I guess the kid's safe.
Okay.
Well, he is. I mean, think of it that way. Where's he going?
Well, I understand that.
Who can get him?
Probably in the lockers where he's going.
Yeah. So he's just stuck in
if
there.
If you know what I'm saying.
Mom is able to get some help. They're able to come out and figure it out. And they get the kid out. And the good news is, you know.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, honestly, how would that work?
I don't know. She said with assistance from the workers at the store. So like, they must have some sort of.
Yeah, they must have an
override code
or a key something. Or something. I was.
I don't know if that's why Amazon thought of that. Like, oh, just in case a kid gets in there.
Well, or here's an idea. Make it, you know, so you can open it from the inside. That'd be also beneficial.
Like true. Like maybe trunk. A little tough for a 2-year-old.
I'm sure it would be, yeah. And it's probably really dark and all the rest.
Reminds me of when I got stuck in a locker. The janitor let me out.
Is this real?
It is real.
How long, Steve?
I don't know if that counts as stuck or placed into. I don't know. I guess both. Two things can be true at the same time.
So you got stuffed in a locker. They shut it. How long were you in there?
Intentionally, though.
Well, yeah, I understand. Somebody put you in there.
No. I put myself in there.
Oh, you put yourself in there.
Oh, going for a laugh?
Yeah, it was for a project.
What is it you were supposed to learn from that?
Here's what was happening.
Okay, thank you.
So we were doing, it was a TV project for my buddy who was in TV class.
Okay.
And we were filming and I volunteered to go into a locker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we weren't by our own lockers. So there was one open and I volunteered to get in and they were just supposed to close it. They weren't supposed to shut it.
And I see what you're saying.
And they slammed it on me and then I was stuck in there.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I immediately panicked.
Rightfully so.
That's understandable, probably.
Yeah, and then the janitor let me out like 10 minutes later.
So did they just leave you then, or did they go get the janitor? How did that? How did the release end up?
Well, part of the scene was them running away. Ran away first, and then you could hear me screaming in the background.
Wow.
And then I think they realized that I was stuck in there.
They're like, yeah, Steve's committed to this acting role.
Wow, he's pretending to be scared. That's so great, so Steve.
Yeah. So that was fun. But the janitor let me out. So they got to have some sort of master key.
Sure, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Something. And I'm sure those lockers are the same way, right? They have to have something that overrides it and you can figure it out. Because what if somebody's trying to get the package out and they just accidentally shut the door?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it all works. Yeah. I've never really used one of those lockers. But like I said, the good news was they said the kid... You know, the 2-year-old kid is going to be just fine, except for the fact that he's growing up in Seattle. That's what they said.
Thank you, Kevin. Have you ever had your packages delivered somewhere else?
Yes.
Not the locker part. What do they call the ones where you're like, oh, it's like a Walgreens or something?
Yeah, I can't remember what they call those, and it's the weirdest one. It's an auto parts store.
Oh, wow.
Right here on Monroe.
So you can, like, if you're a business, I'm assuming you can then sign up to become,
I guess,
a destination. What do they call
that?
It
always seems like the weirdest.
Pickup? Amazon pickup?
I think it is, Jay, yeah.
Amazon hub?
Not a hub, because I feel like that's where they start the packages from.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's just pickup locations. Yeah, it just came up. Because I've done that one before. I mean, I've done that quite a bit. My sister refuses to send anything to the house, which is fine.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I feel like she's more comfortable with it. And it's always something, like, when it comes from my mom and my sister, it's always going to be like, oh, this was something we got in Ireland in 1941. And then, you know, so it's like, it's not like it's where you just, oh, well, we'll get another
one.
Yeah,
you don't want it to get lost.
Right. And so they always take it to, or they just, you know, send it to a pickup location. But every time I go there, I think the same thing. Like, it's just sitting there. I mean, it's kind of behind a counter.
No, it's weird. And, Jay, when I first went to this auto store and picked it up, they're auto parts guys. And I'm like, do they enjoy this?
I gotta hate
getting
that.
Packaged? They were nice as could be about it. They're like, oh, yeah, we got it right here for you. And then they go, you want us to carry it out to the car? And
I'm like, wow.
No, but if you could change my wipers, that would be cool.
while you're out there.
I was like, while you're out here.
Yeah, put the package in the back seat and change those wipers out for me.
Yeah, so I was really surprised. Then I was like, that is.
Well, they're obviously getting paid for that.
Do you think the employees are?
No. I think the location is, and I think the employees were probably just nice people.
Yeah. Do you tip them for doing something like that?
If they carry it to your car.
Yeah, do you tip them?
If they carried it to my car and it was like something heavy, I mean, you know what? Now that you've said it, I probably wouldn't, just because I don't think it would come to my mind. But yeah. as I now have it in my mind, I might.
Hmm.
I mean, that's obviously above and beyond.
Yeah, it is.
By
I didn't
you
have
or by
him
them.
Carry it because I was oh, like, well, them. I got it. Thank you, though.
Kevin, it's like it's an envelope. You want me to carry this out your car for you?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You don't own a winter coat?
Not really, no.
Kevin James.
What do you mean, not really? You either do or you don't.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote
it's a
Country.
Really great point.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Morning, Lance.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thanks. What are you doing?
Just working.
All right. Taking a little break. What time did you go in this morning?
6 o'clock.
Outdoor worker or indoors, Lance?
Kind of both. I drive.
Okay. So, are you? Do you enjoy cool, crisp, 30-degree mornings like today, or not really?
Yeah, I could take it or leave it.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me either way.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, well, our category today is boyfriends, and we're playing for $25 from Indaba Coffee Roasters. Very nice prize. Mm-hmm. Who would you like to challenge today, Lance, me, or Kevin?
I'll challenge Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin, boyfriends.
It's not personal, is it?
It sounded like it.
No.
Not yet.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Yet. Yeah, not yet. Yeah, the game hasn't begun yet, Kevin, so be careful. All right, Lance, again, 60 seconds for the 7 questions. Pass. If you get stuck, we'll try to get back to him, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
All right, question number 1. Kelso and Jackie, a.k.a. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, were boyfriend and girlfriend on what TV show?
The 70s Show.
Boyfriend is a Hardy song. Hardy shares a first name with a famous retired Chicago Bulls basketball player. What's his first name?
Pass.
One of DJ's boyfriends in Full House was Steve. What's DJ's last name?
Tanner.
Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. What is Travis's new Amazon Prime video game show called?
Oh, man. Pass.
Boyfriend is a Justin Bieber song. Justin is married to Hailey Bieber. Who is her father?
I was going to say Luke. Luke.
Who is the superhero that Lois Lane that is Lois Lane's boyfriend?
Clark Kent.
Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley went from boyfriend to and girlfriend to husband and wife on what TV show?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley went from boyfriend and girlfriend to husband and wife on what TV show?
Oh, man. I don't know. Pass.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We'll see how we did. Kevin! See how we did. Now Kevin's going to meander. Excuse me. Meander his way back in.
Ooh, meander. I like that word.
It is. It's nice. And it also fits him. Kevin, you are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm meandering.
Okay, okay. I was watching you try to struggle to put your headphones on. That was enjoyable for
me. I'm getting good at the one-handed
putting them on. It's not bad. Yeah, I was going to say, that's gotten way better in the last 2 days.
I mean, depending how it started, yeah.
That's correct, yeah. It all depends. If you can get a good grip on that first ear, boom. All right, Kevin, 7 questions in 60 seconds.
And again, what is the topic?
Boyfriends.
And is there a reason why?
It's like National Boyfriends Day or something. Or,
okay.
That's a good one. I will tell you, once I had a girlfriend, okay? And I remember on National Boyfriends Day, everybody was posting, and then she posted something super sweet. And I was like, that is very nice. That felt good. And then, like, the next year, we were in the middle of COVID, and and it was National Boyfriends Day, and there was no post. It didn't feel as good.
I'm not a cat.
Let's go ahead with the questions.
Was there a point to the story? Or just...
That it felt good when she made a post, and then the next year when she didn't, it didn't feel as good. That was my point. If you're out there and you have a boyfriend, make a post.
There it is.
It feels nice. It feels nice. You see what I'm saying?
Now I do, yes. Okay. It was very open-ended at first, but now we have specified. Okay, here we go.
Beginning, middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
Kelso and Jackie, a.k.a. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, were boyfriend and girlfriend on what TV show?
That 70s show.
Boyfriend is a Hardy song. Hardy shares a first name with a famous retired Chicago Bulls basketball player.
Oh, Lord.
What
so
is his first
wordy.
Name?
Michael.
One of DJ's boyfriends in Full House was Steve. What's DJ's last name?
DJ Tanner.
Tanner.
Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. What is Travis's new Amazon Prime Video game show called?
Yeah.
Pass. I don't know what you're saying.
Boyfriend is a Boyfriend is a Justin Bieber song. Justin is married to Hailey Bieber, who is her father.
Baldwin. Alec Baldwin? Stephen Baldwin.
Who is the superhero that is Lois Lane's boyfriend?
Superman.
Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley went from boyfriend and girlfriend to husband and wife on what TV show?
The Office.
All right, we'll see how we did here. Kevin, a strong finish.
Yeah, I had some moments.
Hey, I think you did well. Let's double check it here.
Yeah. Kelso and Jackie, a.k.a. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, were boyfriend and girlfriend on what TV show?
Everybody had that 70s show.
Everybody's right.
Kevin and Lance, 1-1.
Boyfriend is a Hardy song. Hardy shares a first name with a famous retired Chicago Bulls basketball player. What's his first name?
Too complicated a question for Lance. Kevin worked his way through it. Michael is correct, 2-1.
Yeah, that was...
Lance did the same thing I did. He went, wait, what?
What?
Pass.
Well, I couldn't have just... Nah, right.
Yeah, no, you're
you could have.
Okay.
Yeah, you could have. I mean, the Michael Jordan thing was a good hint.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had to follow along. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
One of DJ's boyfriends in Full House was Steve. What was DJ's last name?
Everybody got Tanner. It's 3-2.
Tanner. Nicely done. Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. What is Travis's new Amazon Prime Video game show called?
Yeah, the only reason I even had a concept on this is because we played a clip from the promo this week.
Yeah,
in the audio
vault. Video game show?
Amazon Prime
Prime Video. Amazon Prime Video is the streaming service.
Yeah.
So Prime Video.
Oh, yeah. You read it kind of weird, and that threw me off.
Everybody passed, but...
Yeah, my pause.
Hold on, let me see if I can think of the name of the game show, because we did play a clip of it.
We did, And it's a takeoff of another thing.
The game show is called...
You got
Are
it.
You smarter than a celebrity?
That's right.
There you go.
No points, but yeah, that is correct, Kevin.
Boyfriend is a Justin Bieber song. Justin is married to Hailey Bieber. Who is her father?
Well, you worked through the Baldwin scenario there, Kevin.
Yeah.
That was early, pretty impressive. Steven is correct. 1 point, Lance had passed on that. It's 4-2.
Who is the superhero that is Lois Lane's boyfriend?
Yeah, Lance was, he knew Superman, but he wanted to get to Clark Kent, so, which he did, which, yeah, that counts, yeah.
I think so, absolutely.
So, 5-3, well done there.
And Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley were boyfriend and girlfriend to, went from boyfriend and girlfriend to husband and wife on what TV show?
Oh, man, The Office is correct, Kevin, that scene up there on the roof with the fireworks. It's 6-3, Kevin with another 6.
Wow!
Man. Guy's just a genius. Lance, can you pick a number between 1 and, like, you know, I don't know, 1,475, and then try to be that number, you can get that Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card.
That'll do. 5.
5? Okay, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate that. Lance is a very nice person. Lance, thank you, buddy. Drive safe. We appreciate you listening. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller number 5 for that $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
See these sweaters? I bought them for autumn.
Kevin James.
All this great TV, I'm going to set on my bottom in the autumn.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Kevin, stat of the day.
90%.
Mmm.
That's a lot.
Boy.
90% of this product is made in the U.S.
Oh, boy. I don't know. know if I know that one. Steve, what do you think?
90% of this product.
It's a specific, like, brand?
No.
A specific product. How about soap?
Soap. Good answer, Steve. Good answer. Is it? I don't know what that, I don't know. I don't know where soap comes from.
I don't either.
But I can tell you, soap tree, it's probably. Bathroom Buddy is the correct answer. It's Bathroom Buddy toilet paper.
Oh, TP, yeah.
Toilet paper, 90% of it is made in the U.S. Wow. And that is why they are saying, chill, people.
Oh, man, seriously.
We have a situation where people are starting to freak out a little bit.
Stock up time, man.
Worry about a shortage of the port worker strike.
Geez, dude, look out.
And they're like, hey, stuff that we import or whatever, we're not going to be getting it. Yeah. And so let's freak out. Jay, you were at Costco yesterday and you said, I've never seen it like that on a weekday. And you asked somebody who worked there and they're like, oh, yeah. Port strike.
He goes, port strike. And I go, are you serious? I heard it was booze and bananas. And he's like, well, people get weird. I mean, it was as busy as any Saturday has ever been. And I thought, well, like first of the month? Yeah, I don't know. I had no idea. Nope. Because I went back to see, only because I needed it, not because I thought there was going to be a shortage. There was zero toilet paper. And if you've ever been to Costco, the toilet paper display is massive.
It's like a mountain.
Yeah. And it was all gone. And then most of the water was gone. And again, I got like the second to last thing of eggs. And the one guy goes to me, he looks at me. Yeah, look, I don't know this man. He's just a shopper. And he goes, do they know something we don't know? I said, man, I don't know. But apparently the toilet paper's... It's the first thing people stock up on. They freak out.
Yeah, and you're just like, you know, I don't trust it. And that's something I don't want to not have.
Yeah, just in case. So, yeah.
But 90% of it made in America.
So we're good.
So that is good news, I guess, that we don't really have to worry about the toilet paper as much. They did say bananas is the one that is the biggest likely shortage.
Yeah.
And you know what you can't do?
Stock up on them?
You can't stock up on a banana. That's not going to work.
What if you freeze them?
I don't know, Steve. Keep them yellow?
I don't know. We only freeze the ones that are already brown.
Right.
I don't know if you can freeze a...
Just a regular...
Ripe banana.
Ripe banana?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe like when it's green, you have to do it.
I don't know.
Before it's...
I feel like you probably could. I mean, if you can freeze it when it's a brown banana, why can't you freeze it when it's just, like, regular? Yeah, people are crazy.
It does
crazy,
seem
though.
Like it would work.
Yeah. But, yeah, you just can't really stock up on it. I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, cool. They're rotten now. Make banana bread.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That wouldn't be so bad.
That's about your only option. No, it was insane, though, Kevin. I could not believe it. It was...
That's weird.
Bonkers.
Yeah, that's wild.
It was bonkers.
Well, like you said, you're just thinking, it's Wednesday? What is going on?
Yeah.
Not even thinking of, the port worker strike could affect a lot of stuff.
I never think about that stuff, and I probably should, but apparently not, because I'm not going to buy booze or bananas, so I guess I'm probably fine. But, when I got there, well, first of all, you get a good concept from the parking lot. So I was already able to tell.
You were in for it.
Yeah, I kind of had my mind was set. I was braced. I was prepared for. Yeah. I was prepared for the sample people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because usually that's a weekend thing. But, man, they were out in full force yesterday. There was one lady in particular. She was just having a ball. Now, she was driving me crazy because she kept cutting in front of me trying to get to a sample. But, you know, that basically was on me, not on her. But she was having more fun having
samples. Just going around getting the samples?
She didn't have a cart.
Oh, good for her.
Now, I'm assuming she was shopping with somebody because she was having conversations with other people. Or maybe she was just nice. I don't know if she was eating, getting her lunch there, but... She's just having the most fun. She's, look, a cheese puff. And she's all, yes, they're on sale. They're $1 off down here on this aisle right here. And blah, 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 blah. Over here, look, it's a piece of French bread.
She was enjoying the whole process.
Oh, it's crazy, yeah. I've never done that. I'm kind of get in, get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know that I have either. I mean, I think maybe I've been at Costco knew where I knew it was going to be a long time, and I snuck away and had fun with the samples, but that would be it.
This from Christina, went to Costco at 10:30 in the morning, reminded me of COVID times, crazy, insane people in a frenzy over toilet paper. They left, went back, wiped out all the paper products, no pun intended.
Wiped them out.
Including paper towels.
Wiped them.
And tissues.
Yes. Wiped them out.
Okay, I think we got it the first three times.
Yeah.
Just one more.
Well, folks, don't worry about it because they're saying
fine.
We're not going to get wiped out of toilet paper.
Thank you, Kevin.
Because America wipes everybody else with toilet paper production. The Big 99.9 Coyote.